you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, January 19th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Independent filmmaking is typically a low-cost endeavor. You film outside California, you film fast with a lean crew to keep costs down so you can enhance the return when you cut a studio deal to distribute the finished product. Investigators in New Mexico say production on the Western movie Rust moved too fast and cut too many corners, especially with gun safety. And that's why the top prosecutor in Santa Fe County says she will file involuntary manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin. A year and a half ago, a prop gun he was holding went off during a rehearsal for Rust. The shot killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. It was an accident. The pistol was supposed to be unloaded. But New Mexico First Judicial Attorney Mary Carmack Altweis says it was an accident born of negligence. Had the film's armorer or the assistant director or Alec Baldwin checked that pistol, Hutchins would be alive. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says the charges require an answer to a big question.
How did that bullet get in that gun when everyone thought that they were not using live ammunition? And was it a result of Alec Baldwin's negligence, someone else's negligence? Here their investigation is pointing the finger at Alec Baldwin.
Baldwin's attorney says the 64-year-old actor had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun and that he relied on the professionals with whom he worked. But Lori Levinson says Baldwin was a producer on the film, so prosecutors aren't viewing him as merely an actor.
Because what they're saying is ultimately the buck stopped with him, that he was somebody who was responsible for what was happening on the set, including the safety and the actions of others.
Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson, she was a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. The armorer who supervised weapons on the film set of Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is also charged. Assistant director David Halls has agreed to a plea deal and is cooperating with prosecutors in New Mexico. The involuntary manslaughter charges carry possible sentences of 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fine, but prosecutors added a firearm sentencing enhancement, and that could mean 5 years in jail. LA County says it captured enough runoff during last week's storms to provide water to as many as 800,000 people for an entire year. Most of that runoff was captured in dams in the San Gabriel Mountains. KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says there are also other smaller efforts to collect and use stormwater runoff.
At Franklin D. Roosevelt Park in the Florence neighborhood of South L.A., storm drains direct water to a hidden underground filtration system. In the recent storms, the park caught 1.5 million gallons of water. Steve Frazier is a public information officer with L.A. County Public Works.
Here we're doing stormwater capture and helping revitalize the play structures and the play fields for the neighborhood at the same time.
The funds for the system also allowed revamping the park with a new turf soccer field, outdoor exercise equipment, and a renovated skate park. Frazier says stormwater provides about 30% of the county's drinking water. The goal is to get that number to 70%, but officials say that could take more than 50 years. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Here's more on storms. A team of experts with Caltrans says the 50-foot-deep sinkhole that swallowed up two cars on a street in Chatsworth could take weeks to repair, maybe more than weeks. Michael Como with Caltrans District 7 says that sinkhole exposed a bunch of buried lines and cables.
We can't really do a significant amount of work at this time until those telephone lines and fiber optic cables are moved.
What else is down in that sinkhole? Well, a drain pipe that's at least 50 years old. Rocks and mud that poured into that pipe during the storm might have busted it deep underground. And when it leaked, well, you got a sinkhole in the making. You've got a traffic jam in the making tonight and tomorrow in Agoura Hills, but for good reason. Caltrans says it will cut back traffic to two lanes in each direction west of Liberty Canyon Road as part of the construction for the Wallace Annenberg Wildlife Crossing. That's the animals only freeway overpass that'll give mountain lions, bobcats, deer, and any other critters in the Santa Monica Mountains a place where they can safely cross the 101 freeway and then head north into wide open spaces. That crossing could be finished by 2024. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.